Okay. I know it's 10 after or quarter after. What's the time?
I think it's 10 after.
10 after, good. So I guess I have to wait. Okay, we're holding here in Amud Shinayim Vav. We saw Vezecha Chasteovis. Kremo Chasam Toiv, Vezecha Chasteovis. It's on, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vezecha Chasteovis. Leman Shmoy B'Yahava. So we spoke about the Klolistik Anhaga and the Pajistik Anhaga. The Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mak of everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga that is specific. Lema'an Shmoy B'Yahava. Oleo Anu Mevorchim Shehakol Boru Lechvodo. Toiv Yatzar Kovoid Lishmoy. Vezui Tachlis Ha'ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisein Es Libruov. Es Gil Lishmoy Esbach Lis Anigboy. Shua Tainug Hamit Vidna Godloch Hadun Shachol Imotze. So he says like this. I mean, what does it mean? He brings a gula to the children's children, leman shmoi, for his namesake, be ahava. There's something here that's almost contradictory. If I tell you, let's say I'm doing you a favor, I'm helping you out with something. So I'll tell you, you know, and you thank me. So I'll tell you, you know, I'm really doing it because I'm looking to brush up my resume, and I should write Bal Chesed on it. Good for Shiduchim, good for a job, good for whatever it is. So I'm doing it to make my name Cheshiva, and because I love you a lot. I don't know how those words go together.
First you say, I love you, then you say.
Right. There are many jobs waiting for you outside. Over there. You're starting with a fundraiser for the yeshiva down to... I always say that when I came to America, my English was a little rusty, so the phrase that I kept hearing, I love you, I love you, I love you, I didn't know what exactly it meant until I realized it's a grammatical necessity at the beginning of a sentence, but I won't, you must start with I love you. That's what it's sort of a phrase that sort of precedes I won't. So what does it mean, Leman Shmoy B'Ahava? It doesn't mean anything. What do you mean? Leman Shmoy B'Ahava. The words themselves don't click. So let's understand. He's touching on a very important yesod, and he's going to describe really a core reason of a core reason for existence. Let's phrase the same stira as a stira between two reasons. That are given. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? One reason given is kimiderech hatov lehetiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tov, and the word tov requires somebody that you give good to. You can't be a philanthropist unless you're philanthroping to somebody, unless you're giving something to somebody. So the Ramchal says that Miderach HaTov LeHeitiv, and that Tov always gives, and so on and so forth. That's one phrase that we've seen many times. Okay, the world LeHeitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Chesed Yibone, and so on. That's one phrase we hear. On the other hand, it says, Kol Ma'ashavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kvoido Barar, Brosiv, Yitzartiv, Afasisiv, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechvodi brasiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had everything lechvodo. We make a brach, and one of the Sheva brachas is Shahakol Bar lechvodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything for his honor. So how do you reconcile the two? The world is created for the glory of God, for the honor of God, for his kavod. And then the world is created to do good to everybody. So I mean, it can't be machlokas. Everybody makes the brach Shahakol Bar lechvodo. Everybody says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Olam Chesed Yibana. So how do you understand the two together? The famous phrase that he mentions here is in Davening, we say Toiv Yotza Kovod Lishmoy. The good one created Kovod Lishmoy. What's that combination of Tov Yotzar Kovod Lishmoy? So let's understand the meaning of it, and it will give us a whole new understanding of the Kovod and so on. the in the Bria itself, the when we say the tachlis of the Bria, we need to distinguish between two different sub-meanings of the word tachlis. One is the goal, and one is the means for that goal. So, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be mative to those others. That's the reason for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, and that's a shoresh. Now, how could he be mative to us? Whatever it is that he gives us is limited. We as people distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu have limited kelim for being mekabel, and we can only be what we are. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'li gvul, and we have a gvul, and we can only get a little bit. All the tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us is limited. It's not really going to go very far. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance to be Dovik and Nischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that chance? What is it that we can do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. So what is it that we can do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is we can't do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense we're giving him something, but we can act in a way that we're mischaber to him. Kavod means the way in which I present myself. So let's give an example. When somebody is very, very big, somebody is a tremendous chacham, let's say, or capable, a tremendous doctor, if I say, he can do something really, really good for people. So I can't add anything to his knowledge or abilities or capabilities. But what I can do is, I can act on his behalf in a way that is help other people by telling them, this person is a tremendous doctor. If you have this problem, go to him. I can show you myself and say, listen, I suffered from this 10 years. I went to him. In a few months, it was solved. Or, if this person is a very big chacham, go learn from him. I learned from him. And so on. Kavod is the PR. So we think of kavod just as the hanah. We think of kavod as just the tingly good feeling when somebody gets up and says all sorts of wonderful things about you. That's not kavod. Kavod is the way in which I express him so that the message goes over to the other person. When a child picks up his sense of what's important and what's not important by the level of kavod that somebody's bestowed. When I was in yeshiva, and a stranger would walk in, we would notice the reaction of our Rosh Hashiva. Some people was a friendly hello. Some people there was a sense of awe, like, you know, it's, you know, you would see the reaction and you would say, I guess that this person is very important. Let's learn from him. So kavod is what I can do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in al-yonim. I can't do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of giving him something, because by definition it's impossible. He's infinite. Now I'm finite. There's nothing missing there and nothing I could give here. But what I can do is, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the power is to help his hashpah come down to this world. Let's give another mashal. Imagine you have a talented speaker, Magid. So a Magid can't add anything to Torah, but he can take Torah and explain it to the common folks in a way that they understand. And that way, he's taking Divrei Torah and being mefitz it, being marbitz it. He's being marbitz Divrei Torah, not by adding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reservoir of Torah, but by taking that and adding it to the Bria. That's Kavod. Kavod is the one element that we have the ability to be marv in the Bria, and it makes us part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Just like if a government, if the president goes someplace, so no one can outrank him in dealing with another government, but without an interpreter, he can't function. The person acting as the interpreter, in fact, is his mouthpiece and is the one who conveys the message. I was reading somebody was, I don't know whose interpreter, but that the person who was his boss said something so stupid and so, it would have created a whole ruckus for no good reason. And this person made a conscious choice and translated it into something else. Rabbi Aaron Carter once went with Bunim to translate something, as a translator to Morgenthau. Rabbi Aaron Carter was very smart. When he saw that Morgenthau's reaction wasn't as shocked as he had expected, he told the translator he didn't translate. Because if you would have translated, he would have looked very different. He would have been very shocked. The covered is us acting as the mouth of the trouble. We express it. When a child sees us stand up when the Sefer Torah comes in, when a child sees us in awe, that creates a certain message. So, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to become part of that infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he did it was by creating the concept of Kavod, which allows us to come into being. Let's take another example. Torah Shebichtav is the Dvar Hashem. Torah itself has no author. Moshe speaks as a third person in Torah because it's all Hashem's voice. So that's great, but there's no input for a person. Shas, Omer Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Tanoim and Amoraim, by becoming the interpreters for the Dvar Hashem, the Dvar Hashem comes to us through Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nakarish and so on. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings V'zeichaste Ovois Umevi Goyel Levnei V'neihem Leman Shmoy Biava is a sweeping inclusion of all of the elements of the Bria. In other words, the final tzura of the Bria is Leman Shmoy Biava, because Leman Shmoy means not Leman in the sense because he needs it, but the tachlis is Shmoy, the bringing out Shmoy is Barach, which is the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be able to speak for him. Okay, then he adds a piece. Baseres mei tshuva, mispalin kan zechen lechayim. L'churi yipolim, mayin tefillah zu, bebrocha zu, shekol shok HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alocha shesol shoshayin, shespal tzachenu. Very famous question. This is asked by Paiskim and so on. So he wants to add a his own hesba. There are four people listed in this bracha. You have Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov, and you have Umevi Goyel, we're talking about Melech HaMashiach. And it says in the Sefarim HaKadoshim that Zohar HaKadosh, the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has four wheels on it, like every Merkava has. And the four wheels are Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech. And let's speak a second about this point as well. Once we get to Ma'aseh Merkava. We explained that what we accomplish through mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. L'mashal. Let's give a mashal of what we're talking about. In nature, if you look around in the natural world, selfish is the name of the game. Every animal will fight over a piece of meat, and whoever is strongest wins, and that's it. That's natural. The survival of the fittest is a law of nature, almost as absolute as the law of conservation of energy matter. It's the chayk of biology. And every animal is geared to maximize it. Sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he wanted a contagion of Bria, wired animals to act differently. So a mother will sacrifice herself for a child, and you know, some insects, the one of the partners gets killed, you know, when they're laying eggs or whatever it is. All of that is wired in. It's not because the animal is sacrificing itself. It's wired into the animal. That's it. So the world itself sees itself as being the most important thing. And that's that. There's no makom for chesed in the world. It's not part of nature. And yes, evolutionists struggle with the selfish gene and an altruistic gene, and why there's such a gene, and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, it's the kash is always much better than the teretz, and whatever it is, the bria itself is meant to be self-centered. When a person stands up and takes a piece of, he's hungry, and he takes a piece of his bread and gives it to someone else who's as hungry as he is, breaks it in half. A new metzias came into the world. Chesed. It's a reality. As long as we talk about it in books and in sfarim, it's nothing. It's ideas. It's fantasies. But when a person acts that way, a person has a very, very strong urge for arayas. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wired us. And a person who's in a moment of difficulty at Sahara, and he says no because it's wrong, brings a musar of kedusha to the bria. The kedusha doesn't have it. The bria is focused on the stronger the pull, the stronger the desire, the stronger the craving, the less likely to resist. And at some point you don't resist, and yet a person can be misgaber on his yetzer. That's kedusha. There I see kedusha. The others are the merkava for the shechina, means that the shechina comes in riding on top of somebody else. Because the word of Hashem, lo'ilam Hashem v'roch nitzav b'shamayim, the word of Hashem is up there. Yes, there are angels, and angels don't sin, and angels do this, and angels run immediately to Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. It's a different world. It has no shaykhs to my world. It's, you know, but when it's mischabat our world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in on the back of something, and the back of tzedekim. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each one of these established a certain midah, which became part of reality of the world. Avram's chesed, Yitzchak's avodah, which is a certain self-negation, and so on, and Yaakov's midah of emes or kadosh, those three brought in. Melech HaMashiach is the fourth wheel, and that finalized the process. Then the entire world becomes a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, okay, so those are the four. Are they called Echad Mem Gil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyuchad Ratzon HaBechayim? Avram, of each one of them, there's a Gilui where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Chiyus. Avram Avinu LaShalom Itzilim Urkastim B'Schus HaRavak Shalachin HaChayim Al Yitzchak Avinu LaShalom Omer Ba'Keda Al Tishat Chalnar V'Atasim Uma B'Schus HaRavak Shem Keil Melech Chofetz B'Chayim Yaakov Avinu LaShalom Omer LaLovon Es Onye V'Yigiyai V'Yigiyai Kapai Ruah Lekim V'Yoychach Emesh B'schusoi Arvavakshin Kosveinu B'Seif HaChayim HaMelech HaMashiach Yovei L'Man Shmoi V'Afon Arvavakshin Al-Chayim Rakshu L'Man Chalekim Chayim. The L'Man Chalekim Chayim, the same for here. V'Anachna Mitzav Negul L'Zohan Shmoi V'Achanaseinu L'Krosi Shegam Anachna Nichi Chayinu L'Man Shmoi. So he says there are very deep nekuda. It's his chiddush, his point. Chayim, like we said before, the most selfish sense of self is to live, to exist. We equate in this world our existence with living. With all the talk of Olam Haba, we feel that we exist when we live, and when we stop living, we no longer exist. We believe, we think we believe, but it's not our metzias. Our metzias is that Chaim is, and in a certain sense, every time a person asks for himself to live, basically he's making a statement, this is my selfish bakasha. I want to be. The fact that we now went through a bracha where we listed four people whose whole metzias is a hamshach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose whole metzias is gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when we ask Chaim, we're saying, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu want our existence, because you see our existence as the hechetimtza for being Megala Shema Yisparach. It's our chance. In the rest of the Shemoneh Esra, we ask for Chaim with a very selfish way. I don't mean selfish in a very, very negative term, but at the end of the day, when we talk about I want to be, you know, it's one thing when once I am, I need certain things to continue surviving. But the fact that I want to be, I want to exist as a bakasha, it's a self-centered bakasha. That's what it is. But when I ask it in the this bracha, I'm able to be metzarif chayim to the inyanim of gilush ma'yisparah. Say Avram, say Yitzchak, say Yaakov, say Melech Mashiach. So we're marked in the bakasha. We ask it here because that's the only way we can get that type of that sense of chayim, that time of chayim that we only have bitzir of these inyanim. Okay.
Can you email it again?
Yeah, sure.